This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Remember back about a month ago when the Associated Press's Twitter feed suddenly said there'd been an explosion at the White House? Well, it wasn't true, of course, but that fake tweet caused some panic and sent the Dow down 143 points. Today, Twitter announced a two-step authentication process. That means if you opt in, a password alone won't get you into your account. Probably good news for Burger King, Jeep, or anyone else whose Twitter has been hacked. Marketplace's Quina Kim says it could also be the beginning of the end of the password.
Authentication in computer speak is simply proving you are who you say you are. Right now, we do this by using a password. Doug Tiger is a computer science professor at UC Berkeley. He says if you sign up for Twitter's new service, it'll require a second verification.
You get an SMS message on your cell phone, and it'll have a six-digit code, and you enter it to authenticate yourself.
PayPal and lots of financial institutions are already making similar services available. But the problem with passwords is human error and having to remember so many of them. Doug Song is CEO of Duo Security. He says despite repeated warnings, people use easy passwords over multiple sites.
And so the realization, I think, has been that there has to be something stronger to protect those accounts.
So tech companies are trying to get rid of the password. Facebook's been experimenting with asking you to ID photos of your friends. And UC Berkeley's Tiger says
other people have proposed using biometrics, which would depend on measuring cornea scan or a handprint. Or one of my colleagues here has proposed using brainwaves.
I don't think the password's going anywhere.
Alex Salazar is CEO of the digital security company Stormpath.
Many of these other forms of authentication that people are experimenting with do require an additional step, two or three, and you don't see a lot of appetite for consumers.
He says until technology makes it as simple as punching 1234 into your Netflix account, most consumers won't make the switch. In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.